Well, good evening, and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I am very grateful that you're here with me tonight to enjoy the information passed along on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. My name is Carlotte McNeil, and I'm going to give you a new email address tonight where you can get in touch with me. My another email address, and what I want to talk about tonight, is social media and using social media in your business. I have a direct direct email for that, and it's Carla@butterflynetworking.com. That's butterflynetworking, butterflynetworking.com, Carla@butterflynetworking.com. My direct line is 877-767-7544, and you are currently listening to the terrific Tuesday teleclass, and I want to dive right in. This week, I have been getting a lot of questions about social media in general, and social media with your home-based business. And I also have a local here in Vancouver meetup group called the Vancouver Strategic Twitter Team, and it usually morphs into discussions about all the different kinds of social media. So what I want to start with first today is about the growing importance of social media for business and how today's business world is really changing. Because what's happening is social media is actually changing the way that we find people and meet people and get to know people, develop relationships. I know I am speaking at a group on Friday that I met the person through the meetup, the Vancouver Strategic Twitter Team. So I met this person on through social media, and now he's introducing me to a bunch of other people that are also interested in social media. So it's changing the way we find and meet people and the way we develop relationships. In big business, you can see all sorts of things out there today where they're concerned about social media. I know in my slave camp job at the federal government of Canada, almost all of the social media sites are blocked. I cannot, even when I'm on my own time, on my lunch break, if I bring my own computer, I'm still blocked. And they're concerned that people are going to be sharing confidential information, or they're going to say something stupid that's going to damage their name or their brand. And what these companies need to do, and there are a number of them out there already that are doing this, is they are developing policies and procedures for employees to follow that are going to dramatically reduce the instance of something going wrong, something happening that shouldn't happen. And like any policy or procedure that is in any big, large organization, some people will follow them and some people won't. And that is not a reflection on social media. It's just a reflection on people. So who's actually using social media these days? Well, I found a report titled Social is the Next Search, and I found this on Gigya, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's spelled G-I-G-Y-A. And they say that about 20% of online users have started using content within social networks as a key navigational tool. And that in today's cutthroat competition among businesses in every industry, consumers are simply given limitless options in the form of advertisements, messages, enormous data available on the World Wide Web. And the social media sites allow you and me to take our friends with us wherever we go. If you go and sign on at another computer, you can get into your Facebook account, your LinkedIn account, your YouTube account. You can take your friends and your family with you wherever you go. And you and I, as small business owners or people who are considering getting into small business, have a real advantage here when it comes to social networking. Because the big companies, they're going to have to take a lot of time to develop those policies and time how they're going to be implemented, figure out how the discipline's going to work, all the implementation. All of these take time. And you and I, as a home-based business owner, can just simply jump right in. Because in most cases, there's only a couple of us involved, right? So we, as home-based business, can jump right in to the social media. Feet first, Yahoo, let's get going. Because social media is really picking up speed. And more people are realizing the benefits of connecting and interacting with customers. So you find out what the customers are thinking about you and your potential customers, your potential clients. And because I follow this and I read a lot and I'm looking at a lot of blogs and I'm doing a lot of research on social media, I see more and more stories about CEOs that have a presence online and they're learning valuable information about how their companies are being talked about, what their customers are saying about them, and they're learning it in real time, like right now. Social media is changing the way we find and meet people. It really is. What I want to talk about is why you should jump into social media. What is it that you can do to jump right in? What are some of the reasons why you need to get involved? So, number one, there are so many different platforms out there today and so many different ways that you can connect to people. And social media provides multiple uses in a single tool. So let me give you an example. You can go to a website called ping.fm. That's P-I-N-G. .fm, and you can input all your data into your different accounts that you're in with social media, whether it be Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Bebo, MySpace, Twitter, or all of the above, or even more. And then you can make one micro blog post, and it can go to all of those sites all at once. If you've got 100 accounts, just think of how far you could reach with one single micro blog post. You can also set it up so you can post to your blogs, multiple blogs. There are some amazing tools out there. So why you need to get involved is that you can spread word of mouth your business so very, very quickly. Number two is one of the most cost-effective tools. Social media is one of the most cost-effective tools because most of them are free. Ping.fm is free. And there are programs out there that cost money that allow you to become more effective and more efficient. But you know what? I really would recommend that you get to know your way around and decide what it is that you want first, before you jump in to take a look, because social media really can be a time hog. It really can suck up a whole whack of your time before you know it. An hour's gone by. And taking a look at, oh, I'm going to look at this. Oh, I'm going to register for that. Oh, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. It really can take up a lot of time. So knowing what you want right up front and going in and figuring out, okay, this is what I want it to do. This is what I want it to be able to do for me. And this is how I want to use it. This is how I want to utilize it. And understanding your perspective and then deciding what works best for you. And the best way to do that is to have someone else show you how, because everything is easier when someone else shows you how. And if you, when you go to butterflynetworking.com, up there on the top right corner, you can sign up for 30 days of free email. And in those free emails, I'm going to teach you a little bit about the four main social networking sites and how you can get started. And it's going to give you an overview. It's going to give you a little bit about this and a little bit about that, so you get that basic understanding so you can decide how you want to use it and what it is you want to do, what it is you want it to do for you, it meaning social media. So number three, social media makes it really easy to spread your news or your message quickly. There was a story a few months ago about Southwest Airlines, and a disgruntled customer posted a complaint on Twitter, or maybe it was Facebook, one of the two. And it was immediately picked up by a whole whack of other people who also started sharing stories about bad customer experiences on social media. But Southwest Airlines is in social media. So they got in there right away and addressed the complaint publicly. Can you imagine what that does for their goodwill? They publicly apologized, and they publicly did, they gave the customer something in return to appease them for what had gone wrong. It was amazingly quick. So even if it's something bad, social media gives you the opportunity to get in there and fix it. Fix it as right away, as soon as you find out. Number four of the seven reasons why every organization needs to jump into social networking. Nonprofit organizations can easily keep abreast of what's happening, and they can keep an eye on the trends that's happening in their particular niche and building awareness about them as a nonprofit. There are so many awesome organizations out there. So even you and I, in our home-based business, we can support, and through our own networks in social networking, we can spread the news about the nonprofit organizations that we personally support. An amazing quick tool. Number five, Facebook fan pages are made for business, for branding and for selling your product or service. That's what they're there for, Facebook fan pages. You want to get on Facebook and create your fan pages. Now, I'm one to talk. Mine is started, but it isn't published yet. Right, there's only so many hours in a day. And you, going back to number two, you want to know what's out there and decide what works best for you, what's your need. Facebook doesn't want you selling from your profile, but that's what the whole fan pages are made for. Fan pages, it's totally acceptable for business branding, selling your products or your services. That's what it's there for. Number six, when you put the right story or comment or offer in front of the right people, it can quickly go viral. Now, that's something we'd all love to see, isn't it? One of our offers going viral on social media. It happens. It happens every day. It is one of the quickest ways to get your word out there. Now, I've had a number of people say, oh, well, you know, it's so much work and you don't really get any benefits. But it's like anything else. When you first get started, things go a little slowly, and then you build momentum. And what you put into it is what you're going to get back out of it. It's like that snowball rolling down the hill. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and picking up speed. That's what social networking is all about. Having something go viral is huge potential for us all. And it's simply by putting the right story, comment, or offer in front of the right people. It really is amazing. When Twitter was having a few challenges a couple of months ago, my account was one of the ones that was affected, and I didn't have access to my Twitter account for 3 days. I noticed a dramatic difference in the amount of people who were reading my articles on Ezine Articles. Now, you can go to articlesbycarla.com and take a look. I write articles about social media. I write articles about personal development. Something, a right story, a right comment, or a right offer in front of the right people can very quickly go viral on social media. Number 7, with social media, you have access to the general public, no permission required. Twitter is the fastest, and it's an absolute must. I recommend that is where you start. Some people will prefer to start on Facebook. My personal recommendation is to start with Twitter and start learning your way around and getting to know people, generating conversations. Just get in there and get started. The marketing tools like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn are great places to find new customers, clients, and contacts. And the added bonus is that it's really easy to stay on top of customer trends, customer desires, and what it is that your customers are looking for. When you're ready to get started with social media, I want you to go to butterflynetworking.com, and I want you to sign up there on the top right for the 30 days of free emails, give you step by step, take you by the hand, lead you through on how to set up your profiles and how to get started using social media. Because everything is easier when someone shows you how. Everything. Now, what are some tips that I can give you to make your home business benefit from social media? So I've got 3 of them for you today. And there really are so many tools and applications, it really is critical that you use only the essential ones for your home business. Because remember, we're not that many people in our home business, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3. And your time is critical. So using the tools that is essential for your home business. And everyone's just going to be a little different. And everyone will want to place more emphasis, you know, well, not everyone, because there's not as many applications as there is people. However, so with the new applications being developed, it really is easy to get caught up in the latest and the greatest syndrome. And yes, you will need to check out some of the new tools, but you want to make sure that you check them out from the perspective of what do you want? What do you want? What do you need? And so instead of chasing after the latest and the greatest, you know what you're looking for, what your home-based business needs, and what is going to take you forward. So the tip is to make sure that you use only the essential tools for your home business. Don't get caught up in that latest and greatest syndrome. It wastes a lot of time. And I know from personal experience because I did it. So if you are actually hearing about a new tool or you're out looking for something to assist you, before you get going, ask yourself, what exactly do I want this to be able to do for me? You will get to the place where you're only using the tools that you essentially need. And then when something really good comes along, you're doing your research and things on your niche, on your product, they will surface. They will surface. So make sure that you're only using what's essential for you. Use your time wisely. Tip number two, don't multitask. This one was tough for me. This one's actually the hardest for me because I'd always have been really proud of myself that I was an excellent multitasker. But what happens is that you get distracted. And focusing on one thing at a time allows you to get it finished or to get it to the point where you plan to get it to. I write articles for 15 minutes in the morning. Some mornings I can finish an article in 15 minutes, other mornings I can't. But for those 15 focused minutes, I'm writing an article. Open up your email at a certain time of day. Don't leave your email on so that you're constantly being bombarded by the little message or the noise or the beep or whatever that you have new email. When you decide to focus on one task at a time, your results will be better. Because multitasking will often cause your results to be less than you expected. Focus. Focus on one task at a time. Tip number three, cross-link content sharing. Now, what in the world do I mean by cross-link content sharing? There are a couple of different ways you can do this. You can use your Twitter account to share your Stumbled Upon and Dig links. So Stumbled Upon is a website that allows you to rate and broadcast and recommend different sites. And Dig is the same type. So you can go on there and you can put your links into Dig where people who are there have easy, quick access. But then you can also send those links out on Twitter. You can post them on Facebook. You can also create or join a tribe. And a tribe, you can also call it a mastermind. A mastermind or a tribe encourages each other to share their content with one another. And you can get creative about how you do this. You can find people on other tribes. I belong to a couple of tribes. You can do this in a mastermind group. So I tell my mastermind group that I would really like them to go and read my articles, make comments on them. If they're on Twitter or Facebook, to please share about my articles and my blog posts and my videos with their masterminds, with their followers, with their Facebook friends. And in turn, I will turn around and share their content with my network. That way, your network can get out to so many different people. It's amazing how quickly your stuff can go viral when you've got that many people spreading the word about what you're up to. So no matter what, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, they can all be a real asset. However, they can also be a real liability. It's up to you and how you decide to invest your time using social marketing, social networking. And everything is easier when someone shows you how. Takes you by the hand, shows you how, leads you down that path. I want you to go to butterflynetworking.com. Up there on the top right, sign in, put your name and your email in there for those 30 days of free emails. There's no strings attached. You get those 30 days of free emails. You can use them at your leisure. They're yours. You save them. You can go back to them numerous times. You can change the title on the email so that it better reflects what you got out of that particular one. Go to butterflynetworking.com, put in your email, and get those free emails and get started. Because everything is easier when someone shows you how. So I want to thank you for joining me here tonight on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. We talked about the growing importance of social media in today's business world and how so many online users are getting out there and using social media as their next search. 7 reasons why every organization needs to jump into social media. And 3 tips to make your home business benefit from social media. And those benefits are: use only the tools that are essential for your home business. Don't multitask. And cross-link your content sharing. So please, keep those questions coming in. Keep those comments coming in. I really do look forward to them. And I look forward to hearing you on the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thank you very much. And remember, go over to butterflynetworking.com and sign up for those 30 days of free emails. Good night, and remember to have fun.